So she walks up to me and she says, Wes, you're an Inuit. Why don't you do for me some of that erotic Inuit love poetry I've heard so much about? So I said, okay. Sometimes your love is like crusty snow. It seems firm enough, but then I walk on it and I fall right through and snow gets in my boots and my feet get cold. Sometimes your love is like big fluffy flakes, gently descending from heaven, landing on my nose, melting and rolling down my cheek, until I talk too loud underneath you and I am suddenly buried under an avalanche of cold fury in your winter of discontent. Sometimes your love is like hard, packed snow, packed firmly by the footprints of my desire, and you cover the sidewalk of my dreams, and I will not shovel you, no matter how much the neighbors may complain. Sometimes your love is like slushy snow, and you melt in my hand. Sometimes your love is like yellow snow, and I will not put you in my mouth. If I were to fall naked into your snowbanks of desire, would you preserve my body? Would I be dug up 1,000 years from now with my skin still intact? Or would you melt in the springtime and leave me to rot? Be my Arctic tundra, babe, and I will be your Nenethil in the north. Come into my igloo, and I will feed you polar bear and walrus fat. Walrus fat. Yeah, baby, why don't you just come on over to my igloo for a little bit? I'll show you some of my seal oil lamps. Why don't you just crawl on in front of me there? I'll just light up a couple of lamps here. It's getting warm in here. Why don't you take your parka off of it over there? Baby, why don't we just lie down on some of these lovely polar bear rugs? Yeah, that's the stuff. Oh, baby, I'm nibbling on your ice caps. Oh, I'm plowing through your tundra, baby. Oh, I can see the northern lights! I can see them! I can see them! Oh, and later, as I lie wrapped in your chilly embrace, my fiery passion doused by your snowy love, I suddenly feel warm all over and kinda sleepy too, and I realize these are the symptoms of hypothermia.